The start of the school year offers a unique opportunity to gauge the state of families in BC. For almost 3 in 10 British Columbians, 29%, housing, homelessness and poverty is the most important issue facing Canada. Healthcare, 21%, and the economy and jobs, 18%, round up the top three concerns. For parents of children under the age of 18, the issue landscape can be vastly different. Earlier this month, 57% of parents told research company and Glacier Media that it is currently very difficult, or moderately difficult, to make ends meet, up 17 points since our previous survey conducted in February 2022. Just over 2 in 5 parents, 42%, down 16 points, believe this undertaking is very easy, or moderately easy. No region of the province is immune to the economic struggles of parents. More than half of those interviewed in northern BC, 66%, the Fraser Valley, 62%, southern BC, 58%, and Metro Vancouver, 55%, are finding it tough to make ends meet, along with 49% of those who reside on Vancouver Island. In 2022, the biggest source of stress for families was housing. At the time, 58% of parents told us that they worried, frequently, or, occasionally, about finding a place to live or paying mortgage or rent. This year, this level of tension has dropped to 47%. While this may be regarded as a positive sign, the rest of the findings are considerably grimmer. The post-pandemic return to office life is having an effect on parents. Practically two-thirds, 65%, are experiencing work-related stress, up 28 points in a year and a half. We also see significant increases in the proportion of parents going through financial stress, 67%, up 19 points, and family-related stress, 66%, up 19 points. There is a significant gender gap on some of these categories. Moms in BC are more likely to be concerned, frequently, or, occasionally, about the cost of groceries and gas, 55%, than dads, 42%. Parents who are paying for childcare are twice as likely to admit that covering costs is a struggle, 19% claim it is easy, 39% say it is hard, and the rest are not sure or no longer require this service. Across the province, 51% of parents say it is easy to pay for transportation, down 6 points, and 42% feel the same way about paying for day-to-day expenses, down 12 points. These are not indicators of a province where families are thriving. In 2022, almost 2 in 5 parents in BC, 38%, told us it was easy to save money in a bank account. The proportion has halved to just 19% this year. Put differently, just under 1 in 5 parents who will soon be facing additional expenditures, such as the post-secondary education of their children, are struggling to set money aside. This year, a majority of parents, 52%, think it is likely that their child, or any one of their children, will have to move away from the municipality where they currently live due to the high cost of living, up 3 points since 2022. The jump certainly suggests that parents are aware of how difficult it will be for their kids to settle a few blocks down the road. The concept of working families has been used repeatedly by parties on the left and the right to sell the idea of a better future. The next provincial election is tentatively scheduled for October 2024. This leaves just over a year for the provincial government and the opposition to develop plans that seek to establish an emotional connection with parents across BC right now. Not everybody is having a good time. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from September 4-6 among 619 adult parents of children aged 0 to 18 in Metro Vancouver. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in Metro Vancouver. The margin of error is plus or minus 3.7 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.